The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include chamber music, silent film with live music, dramatic readings, literary readings, gothic folk rock, and a whole lot more. The 12-member acronym Baroque String Ensemble performs The Faux and the Fabulous with special guest soloist Yehuda Hanani on cello at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on Saturday at 6 p.m. as part of the Close Encounters with Music series, the acronym Ensemble dedicated to giving modern premieres of the wild instrumental music of the Baroque era. We'll perform works by 17th century composers who attributed their compositions to more famous personages, hence The Faux and The Fabulous. Musicians of the Orchestra Now and pianist Peter Serkin will perform works by Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, the real ones, at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. as part of the South Berkshire Concert Series. The program will feature masterpieces for piano and winds, including Mozart's Quintet for Piano and winds in E-flat major K452. I saw Peter Serkin perform just last week with the Orchestra Now at Carnegie Hall in New York City, playing the extremely complex and exciting Bartok Piano Concerto, and he is truly phenomenal, clearly one of the great virtuosos of our time. Nancy Rothman performs a staged reading of Irma Bombeck at Wits End at PS21 in Chatham, New York on Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This one-woman play is a tribute to the columnist and humorist who lovingly satirized the plight of the suburban housewife from the 1960s to the 1980s in her widely syndicated column and best-selling books. I remember my mother used to read her column back in the day, often cutting it out of the newspaper and putting it on the refrigerator. The Cantilena Chamber Choir will present Carl Theodor Dreyer's 1928 silent film Passion of Joan of Arc with live music at Trinity Church in Lenox, Mass. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Silent film organist Peter Krasinski will be a special guest on the program, featuring a live chorus and orchestra playing the original music by Victor Alex and Leo Puget. The Passion of Joan of Arc is based on the actual record of the trial of Joan of Arc and is widely regarded as a landmark of cinema. Tonight at Club Helsinki Hudson at 9 p.m., Morgan Eve Swain's gothic folk rock band, The Huntress and Holder of Hands, brings her blend of roots, folk, and gypsy sounds to Club Helsinki Hudson. With Swain's viola and Emily Dix Thomas's cello, the group at times channels a Velvet Underground-like vibe, and when Swain shreds on electric guitar, a listener is put in mind of Led Zeppelin. Then the band turns around and features Swain's delicate vocals with female harmonies that sound born of the Appalachian Mountains and transported to the Carpathians of Eastern Europe. It all makes for a beautiful, dark, and dreamy sound. Shira Dent's Sam J. Miller and Kathleen Carwell will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series every second Saturday of the month. Dent's work is a hybrid of poetry and prose. Sci-fi and fantasy writer Sam J. Miller's young adult debut, The Art of Starving, was one of NPR's best books of 2017. And Kathleen Carr is the author of the hybrid narrative Miracula Monstrum, winner of the Clarissa Dalloway Book Prize. The readings will be followed by book signings and a DJ set by Ariel Helwitz. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.